Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. With gold, you shield your gains from taxes, you keep the real value of your money, and you own a global asset, something tangible. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
The point is that the risks of taking it far outweigh the so-called benefits of taking it. Doesn't stop the so-called virus, doesn't stop transmission. It actually makes you more susceptible. You have to take more and more and more of this poison into your system. All of that without proper testing to know the consequences, the long-term consequences. The risk outweighs the benefit.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Brent Johnson. He's a patriot, he knows a thing or two about the Constitution, and he's been fighting for all of us to live free for a very long time, and he's still trapped in Tonga. Yes, the Kingdom of Tonga wants Brent and his party to take the bioweapon, which they're not going to do. So we need you guys to help apply pressure to the Tonganese government via the consulate in San Francisco, because Sleepy Joe and his illegitimate administration are doing nothing to free these Americans. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So is every dip an opportunity? Well, when it comes to Bitcoin, that might be the case. If you look back 10 years, the trajectory is up. My digital money is here to give you the facts about crypto. Billionaires celebrate dips. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that were buying. And that's why they're billionaires. Cryptocurrency's volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in crypto, my digital money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, my digital money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call, and they won't force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. My digital money will be there to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Hey, I have Brent Johnson back on the line, who is still stuck in Tonga, and I want to provide an update for all of you about that. Now, recall, they don't want Brent and his party to leave Tonga until they get the delicious, nutritious biological weapon injected into their veins, and that's not something Brent is willing to do. I also have on the line his advisor and friend, C. Debue. I'll welcome Brent first. Brent, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I am hanging in there, my friend. I am hanging in there. We are hopeful that there are developments down the road. And in the meantime, we continue to do everything we can to put pressure on the Tonga government to let us leave and go back to the United States.
Yes, and we have some news there, and we're hopeful that you'll be on your way soon. C. Debue joins us. C., can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Thank you for bringing us back on so we can make people aware and your listeners aware of what is going on. Many things have happened since we spoke last that your listeners and people across the planet actually need to know. So thank you, Sean.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Let me do a screen share real quick. We'll start with some topical news. So Justin Bieber has been diagnosed with what they're calling Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It's basically Bell's palsy. Now recall his wife, Hailey Bieber, had blood clots. I think a blood clot in her brain. Now no one on that team seems to be able to figure out or tie it to the vaccine, the mRNA bioweapon, which Tonga is so eager for Brent Johnson to take. Let's just listen to this update from Justin Bieber, who right now has a career on pause because he took the mRNA jab.
I wanted to update you guys on what's been going on. Obviously, as you can probably see from my face. I have this syndrome called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, and it is from this virus that attacks the nerve in my ear and my facial nerves and has caused my face to have paralysis. As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move. So there's full paralysis in this side of my face. This is pretty serious, as you can see.
Yeah, it's pretty serious, as you can see, because right now his career is on pause. The question is, will his condition ever improve? Will he ever be able to perform again? Now, Eric Clapton complained of terrible side effects that affected his hands and his ability to play the guitar after he took the bioweapon. Just one more screen share here. As a pediatrician, this person says they can't wait to vaccinate my under 5 patients against COVID-19. Yes, Dr. Daniel Summers is eager to deliver and inject the bioweapon into children if the FDA authorizes such use for children and infants, which is what they're going to be debating this week, as they probably will approve the Pfizer bioweapon and the Moderna bioweapon to be injected into infants. We are under attack. I'm coming back to my guests. Brent, why won't you just take the delicious, nutritious vaccine? Everybody says it's just wonderful. It makes you happy. It makes you safe. It makes you healthy. Tonga, they just have your best interests at heart, I guess.
Yeah. By profession, I am an investigative broadcast journalist, and I have studied this particular issue, okay, extensively. As a matter of fact, I prepared a 60-page dossier on COVID, on the so-called vaccine, and I presented it to both the Prime Minister of Tonga and the Governor of Vavao, which is the island chain where I am located. My intent was to give them some clear information that they could research and look into so that they could hopefully understand the reality. Reality one is it's not a vaccine. Neither the medical nor legal definitions of vaccine apply to this injection. Okay, it does not prevent acquiring the so-called virus. It does not prevent the transmission. To the contrary, it actually makes it more likely that there will be transmission. What this actually is an experimental medical device. It is not a vaccine, okay? And this medical device changes the DNA of the recipient. And such changes, we hope, can be undone, but very possibly cannot be undone. They are permanent. It is effectively a poison. I have seen under a microscope, side by side, normal blood, and you could see the normal blood. It's got blood cells that are separated by space, from each other, and they're just sort of floating around on the slide. And then a slide that has received the mRNA. A medical device, and under that slide, you see these blood cells that have very peculiar shapes. They are rectangular instead of circular. They are next to each other instead of having space between them. Even an uneducated person can see that they are bad. I have seen this myself. So I know that this injection, okay, is something not to take. And the bottom line for me is that the risks far outweigh the supposed benefits, and the supposed benefits have not been shown to be valid. And one last comment on this, okay? There was a gentleman up in Alberta, Canada, Alberta province, who was fined $1,200 for not complying with COVID stuff. And he took it to court. And in court, he did a discovery. And he had the judge issue to the Canadian Health Department, okay, a discovery request for production of documents. Show us the proof that the virus, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, that the virus has been isolated. The lawyers for the health department came back to the judge and said, we have no such documentation. The virus has never been shown to be isolated. Now, what that means is that the so-called virus doesn't actually exist. Isolation means you take an infected slide of blood, and you literally filter out everything that is not the virus, and that leaves the virus. This has never been done. As a result of that case, all Alberta province lockdowns and rules and regulations were completely taken off the books and eliminated. Subsequent to that, a woman who read about it did a Freedom of Information Act request with the Irish Health Department for the same thing, got the same result. Never been isolated. Many people have done it now. Bottom line is, this so-called virus doesn't exist. Furthermore, this so-called vaccine, okay, it's never been tested on humans. It's being tested now, and we have seen the results. Athletes in perfect health have been dropping dead. Children in perfect health have been dropping dead. Justin Bieber, okay, his situation, which is a tragedy, all for the benefit financially of the pharmaceutical companies. No, I will never take this into my body under any circumstances.
All right. Well, let me translate for the audience who may not have followed what you were saying there. My understanding, my takeaway from what you just said is that this mRNA biological weapon masquerading as a vaccine is neither delicious, nutritious, safe, or efficacious. Do I have that right?
You have that right.
Okay.
You have that absolutely right. And by the way, if you wonder at that, if you're unsure, what I said at the end is really what's the point. The point is that the risks of taking it far outweigh the so-called benefits of taking it. Doesn't stop the so-called virus, doesn't stop transmission, okay? It actually makes you more susceptible. You have to take more and more and more of this poison into your system. All of that without proper testing to know the consequences, the long-term consequences. The risk outweighs the benefit. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I wish Justin Bieber and Eric Clapton and anybody else who's been injured by this thing had tuned in to any of my shows over the past year and a half or so, because maybe they would have chosen not to take it. We've been talking about all of this for a very long time, and I couldn't agree with you more. And now the horror mainstream media and the powers that ought not be are trying to run cover for all of the deaths, the explosion of deaths. Deaths are up 40% in the age group 18 to 64, which is unprecedented. According to the Indiana Insurance Company CEO, who stated that recently. And nobody seems to be able to tie it to the quote unquote mRNA vaccine. So as people are dying in droves now, they've come out with this new syndrome. It's called sudden adult death syndrome. Have you heard this? That's what they're peddling in the United States now.
No.
Yeah. So
no,
people
this I
drop
haven't
dead.
Heard.
People drop dead of heart attacks when they're perfectly healthy, marathon runners, soccer players, people just mysteriously die in their sleep when they're 34 years old. And it's just a new thing that we need to get used to. It's called sudden adult death syndrome. I'm not making that up, right?
No, I believe that. Well, you know, that's propaganda. You just put a label on something that is more palatable to the general population, and most people will believe it. most people will buy into it. But of course, the pharmaceuticals will always say that, well, we cannot be certain that this was the vaccine. There is not empirical evidence that this was the vaccine. You know, and they'll always say that. They'll say that forever and ever and ever.
Right.
The bottom line is, it's your body. It's your life. You get to decide. The WHO doesn't decide. The CCP doesn't decide.
Well, that's right. And
you get to decide.
Meanwhile, some of these brainwashed doctors, or perhaps they're paid off, is perhaps more the case. That doctor I just cited at the beginning of the interview here, very, very excited, this doctor is, to jab infants with this mRNA experimental vaccine. All right. So you're still stuck in Tonga. Go ahead.
Pardon me. Last comment. Hey, real simple. Sign a notice of liability. Accept full liability for any damage that happens, okay, after this vaccine, this so-called vaccine, is introduced into the victim. Okay, just accept full liability. You want to do that? I'll be more than happy to take it. But they won't do that. They won't accept full liability. Okay, if they won't accept full liability, they are not confident that it is safe. And why should you take it?
Well, and even worse, not only won't they accept liability, under the CARES Act, liability has been waived for these doctors, which is why they so eagerly push it. And I bet they get paid every single time they jab somebody with this
thing.
I'm sure they do.
In Tonga, they do. In Tonga, they get between $10,000 and $11,000 per jab.
Oh, that's insane. That's insane. All right. So you're still stuck in Tonga. And let me just say, after our last interview, there were some trolls in the comments who said, well, he's a rich guy with $250,000 for a private jet. I don't know that you're a rich guy. We can address that. The jet was never allowed to come pick you up, number one. Number two, other people in the comments said, why don't you just take a boat to get off the damn island? So why don't you give us an update on your situation, and C. Dubuque can weigh in with any of the new information that he has. I know he does have some. So, Brent, you're a rich guy. Okay, well, nobody had empathy for you on this thing. I don't get it.
So, in the first place, that's not true. I'm fortunate that I have a good enough reputation that I have people who have supported me in getting out of here. Okay, people who do have funds and have been able to and willing to put those funds up to get me out of here. I by no means have that kind of money, and never have, and never, well, hopefully someday I will. Now, first thing I want to say here, however, regarding the trolls you mentioned, somebody called into our phone line and said we are ripoff artists who lied about our situation. It's simply untrue. Okay. I said we are hostages. Okay. They said, well, you're not being held at gunpoint by military troops. Some people have gotten that impression. So I wanted to first off just make it clear. We are not being held at gunpoint by military troops. Okay, not at all. I've never said that. I never would say that. But we are hostages. That is, we cannot go where we wish to go, which is back to the United States. Under international law, that makes us kidnap victims and hostages. We are hostages. So that's number one. Okay, I'm not misrepresenting anything. Okay. Yes, it costs a lot of money to take a private plane, but number two, I'm not going to take commercial if I can help it. Not with all the crap going on commercial. You got to take the mask. You got to take the jab. You got to do this. Now, a lot of that is being reversed, but a lot of that is still not being reversed. Why don't I take a boat? Because you can't get on a boat here without taking the jab. You can't get on a plane here without taking the jab. Okay. All of it is take the jab, take the jab. So that's item number one. Number two, we have created a directory of phone numbers. Some of them are Tongan ministers. Some are of the U.S. consulate in Fiji. Some of the Tongan consulate in San Francisco and the Tongan mission to the UN in New York. We created this to make it easier for you to obtain and share this list and call these numbers and send out emails. I've given it to the SGT report and hope they'll be able to post it somewhere for your access. At the very least, we will give you here on the air the phone number and email address for the Tonga Consulate in San Francisco. Them in particular, call them, email them. They are going nuts with how many contacts they are getting to ask about our situation. And it really does help us to get out.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. All right. I'll leave that information in the more info section below so folks can jump on that. You know, we also need people to call the FDA, send emails to the FDA, and again, put an end to this criminal operation there with a revolving door between Pfizer, Big Pharma, and the FDA. They want to fast track. They want to approve this bioweapon shot for infants. Guys, they're coming after our kids. So I'll try to leave that link below as well. All right. Any updates here from CW?
Before we get to CW, let me just get to two other things, if I may, please, Sean. I'll be very fast. Okay.
No problem.
Okay. First, I want to make it clear. We have always wanted to make contact with the Tongan authorities so we could resolve this. They have refused such contact. If you know someone in Tonga who can help us get this resolved, please contact him or her or contact us with the information. You can reach us at 888-385-FREE, 888-385-3733, or you can email us at producer@freedomradio.us, producer@freedomradio.us. Finally, you can also reach us on Telegram. Okay, to go to Telegram, go to our website, www.freedomradio.us, freedomradio.us. Click on the bright blue button to gain access to my main Telegram room, and you can contact us that way as well. So anything you can do to help us make that contact so we can resolve this would be greatly appreciated. So one final comment, then I'm going to turn it over to CW. Tonga is a welfare nation. It survives on two major sources of revenue. First is tourism. However, this incident has definitely harmed Tonga's likelihood of getting their tourism going anytime soon. When word gets out, nobody is likely to travel to Tonga if he questions whether he can safely leave. The second major source of revenue is aid. Tonga gets aid from New Zealand, Australia, the US, and to the greatest extent, China. If you check the International Monetary Fund's website, you will see it is public record that Tonga's greatest creditor by a vast long shot is China's Exim Bank, which is owned by the CCP, which controls the WHO. In other words, Tonga is in financial bed with China. Last week, the CCP attended a meeting of South Pacific nations in an attempt to get them to cede their sovereign rights to China. They were unable to get the votes they sought, and they shelved the project for now, but they'll certainly keep trying. So the CCP is definitely a fact. Now I'd like to introduce my co-guest. He's acting as my official liaison for this current situation, is diligently working on getting us out of Tonga and back to the U.S. He is totally up to date on our circumstances and the efforts to free us. Please welcome CW.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. And again, thank you very much, Sean, to you and your listeners, because there has been a considerable amount of contact that has been made. And it's pushing them to the edge where they're at a point where, with everything that's going on, they pretty much don't have much of a choice. And I'll get into that more here in a minute. But there is something that I would like to bring to bear. from what was stated earlier. In regards to Moderna and Pfizer and mRNA, it was mandated by these two before they would in fact make available this to the U.S. government, that the U.S. government had to take away any and all liability whatsoever, or they would not make it available. Well, pure and simple, looking at it from a straightforward common sense, if in fact that is the situation, then it's blatantly obvious that they know that there's problems. Otherwise, they would not be fearful of it, which is also why it is an experimental situation and was listed as such, even though they keep calling it a vaccine. By law, if it is accepted as met the mandates and has become and labeled a vaccine, then the manufacturer is in fact responsible. Well, that pretty much tells the whole story. So that being said, let's move on. Since we spoke last, Sean, many things have come about, and to verify and validate what I'm going to say next, all anyone has to do is pull up the official site on the net for the government of Tonga and the official site for the Prime Minister of Tonga. And it's all right there on their site. Now, so it is understood, it is my understanding from people that in years gone by worked in the government, and the standard rule of thumb, in order to take over control of a country, you need a minimum of 28% of their value, their worth, their GDP, whichever term you'd care to label, amounts to the same thing, a 28%. At that point in time, you then have enough strength that you can mandate and tell them what they have to do. Well, in the case and situation here of the Kingdom of Tonga, by their own situation listed and documented by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, as of, and they've updated it and says it, that it is relatively locked into now, but actually it is prior to the COVID situation in 2020. The amount that Tonga owed to the Exim Bank and or CCP, because they own the bank in China, is 35.9%. Now that's pre-COVID. Since everything has been locked down, they've had no tourism or anything of the like, nothing but handouts, obviously that percentile has gone much higher. Now, to take that even further, if you look on the national website of Tonga, the Minister of Finance from China was in a couple weeks ago, about 2.5 weeks ago, was making the rounds around Oceania and or the South Pacific Islands. And while in Tonga, the Prime Minister and King both acknowledged that they totally agree, and again, this is on their site, that China is a one-nation factor. Absolutely, unequivocally, without question. What that means is that they are arm in arm agreeance that Taiwan belongs to China, and that China has the right thereof to build up the military and do whatever the case may be. That right there, if that doesn't tell you with the fact of how much they owe to their controller, I don't know what else would. In addition, China has brought in and gave money to rebuild many buildings, build new buildings, as well as six different aspects of the ports and warps and so on, which is what they were wanting to do and have all the South Pacific Islands agree, and that they would take care of security, overseeing fishing and so on, which is nothing but a come on. Because if in fact they take over security, then by agreeance with all these nations, they control all the sea lanes and the ocean of Oceania, which goes from a little bit south of Hawaii, from as far as you want to go, all the way to South America, all the way over to the Asian continent, as well as all the way down to New Zealand. Now, that did not work. Several of them said no, but not all of them, because China has been just doling money out like free candy. That's the situation that you're up against. Now, the fact that Tonga basically has to be in step with whatever they say, you don't have to be too much of a rocket scientist to figure out why they're pushing the shot situation. Now, this injection of this, you know, bioweapon, because that's exactly what it is. It's a controlling factor. So you now add in the fact that you have this structure where nobody wants to talk about it. The State Department says, oh, well, this is a private affair. It's not our job. We can't get involved, and so on and so forth. It's all being ignored and buried. Thankfully, because of your show and your people and a few others, the word is getting out there, and they cannot withstand this. When the curtain is pulled back and people are aware of this, it will not be able to stand. Now, if in fact you go to the official site of the Prime Minister, you will see that they've put in many emergency issue acts. Half of them have been updated since this situation started, and we started speaking of this on the radio and talk shows. And if you go there and look, it openly states that it's in a lockdown situation, even though they deny it. Their own documents state so, and that it's controlled by the Royal Military and the Royal Policing Commissioner. And you must wear masks everywhere. You cannot leave particular islands. There's whole areas in Tongatapu, the capital, that you can't even go to. And it's cordoned off, and it has military around it and police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is a place that is telling people that, oh, no, there's no lockdowns. There's none of this. So for any of the trolls, which work for, you know, different governments, get paid, you know, to put out disinformation, that's not going to work, because all you have to do is go to their official sites, and it's right on it. It openly says so. They also have a curfew, and if you're out past the curfew, you will be arrested, et cetera, et cetera. It states all of that right there. There is no question whatsoever. So if in fact people simply and just purely straightforward look at their own, being Tonga, the kingdom thereof, which, now, tell you the truth, I don't believe it's a kingdom. It's more like a fiefdom that's controlled from Beijing. And you look at their official sites, it openly tells you and validates everything I've said. And I'm saying this because that information I obtained directly from their site. So unless they drop those after they hear this SGT report, because this is the first report that they heard over there, which really rattled them, and they don't like it. So they're going to be listening. So immediately, folks, you hear this, pull up their site. Take a look. You'll see. It's exactly what I've said. And it goes more into monies that have been given and all of the gifts and the presents that the CCP has given them. So this isn't anything that is a theory or anything else. It definitely is a conspiracy to take over and control Oceania or the South Pacific by the CCP. Oh, undoubtedly. But there's no theory to it. Their own documents say so. And so please continue to take and send the emails, make the phone calls, please contact these people and make them aware that you won't stand for this. These are our people. They're U.S. citizens. The only thing they've done wrong is they won't kowtow and take something that they know is going to be harmful. And again, you know, they're 66, 76. I mean, this is just beyond ludicrous and ridiculous. So please, folks, I cannot encourage you enough to contact these people, because that's the only way this is going to be accomplished. And in closing, I would like to bring to bear about people saying, just get on a boat, just get this, just do that. Well, that's not the way to go. That is breaking multiple international laws. And if you send somebody there to take them out, that actually, by international law and treaty, et cetera, is an act of war, which gives them open right and excuse to eradicate everyone, including the U.S. citizens, their party. And then it's over and done, and say, hey, well, it's an act of war. We have the right. We have our sovereign right. So no, as far as the trolls go and the idiots out there that are promoting such a thing, that's ludicrous. We want them to come home. We don't want them to come home in a body bag. So as far as the trolls and the propagandic factor of these moronic twits and their checkbook that gets more full every day by doing and saying things of this nature, just know, folks, that that is not a possibility. That is ludicrous. We want our people home.
Yeah, let me show you guys something. Tonga is in the pocket of the Chinese. It's a proxy state, essentially, of China. And and right. So the problem here for Brent and his party is that Biden, who now has an approval rating of 22% among young adults, sleepy, creepy, illegitimate Joe Biden has been neutered. He has neutered our country on the world stage. And so that's why this government will not come to the aid of Brent, because Biden has essentially put our nation in the pocket of China. And if not in the pocket of China, certainly we bow before China under Sleepy Joe's leadership, or lack thereof. So, Brent, my apologies to you. You're not going to get much help, I don't think, from this government.
No, I don't expect it from this government. But CW, would you please give out the phone number and the email address for the Tongan consulate in San Francisco? I do not have that on this list.
I've got a number here, if it helps. Tonga Consulate General, 650-685-1001.
Yes, that actually is it.
650-685-1001. And what's the name of the Consulate General again?
It just says Tonga Consulate General, Burlingame, California. And the number's 650-685-1001.
CW, do you have the name of the Consulate General again?
Lisa Kapu.
Kapu, yes, there we go.
P-A-K-U. Yes, that's it.
She's extension 9, and there's also an email. There's also an email on that.
Guys, I'll leave a link to this below in the more info section if you want to try to help Brent. Guys, as we wrap this up, C, did you have any final words here? Appreciate you trying to help Brent. And Brent, then we'll give you the last word.
Yes.
Thank you.
You had mentioned about the policies, or lack thereof, in regards to the United States and the State Department and the executive office. I made a phone call to a very particular individual, which at the moment I will not mention. When we come on again to bring an update and wrap this up, I will state who it is. This individual openly said, who has years and years and years, like two decades of experience in this realm and dealing with and getting hostages released, openly said, well, this is nothing. This is easy. All it would take is one phone call from the State Department and it'd be over. And I said, exactly. The problem is they refuse to do it. So that being the situation, it shows how ineffectual and how weakened this country has become since that puppet, and I'm actually being quite kind, I think, when I call him a puppet, was put in that chair. And the whole situation is to take down what we have as a people, as a culture, as a country, and to make it where only the top people that run the situation have any control, any power, or anything else. And so basically, they become and are, as far as I'm concerned, commissars. That's all they've become. That's what Biden is. He's a commissar.
That's right. I mean, that's absolutely right. This guy, this puppet in chief, has turned his back on the American people and the Constitution. That's why we have open borders. That's why there's a new migrant caravan of some 50,000 young men, essentially, ready to come over the border. And you know what the Biden plan is? To bust these people into the interior of the United States. This is absolute
money.
Absolute treason.
And documents.
Absolute
money
treason.
And documents. Yes. And there are tens of thousands of these people all across the country. But now someone can come from Iran, Iraq,
I know,
Nairobi, doesn't matter. And they come across, they get money, they get free travel, and they get documents that disembowels anyone from stopping or harming them or arresting them. And they get driver's permits and licenses. They get everything. So
I know.
It just adds to the insult.
Okay. So I have two things I'd like to do. First, CW, what can people do at this point to help get us out of Tonga?
Pretend you're a carpenter and keep hammering the point home. Keep contacting these people. They can only withstand a bombardment so long until and before they cave, because it will destroy the only income that they have that they make to be able to keep China from escalating the debt and literally owning it completely in total. That's the only thing they can do. So folks, please keep hammering home, keep calling these people, keep sending emails. We know that we're asking you to spend a lot of your effort and energy. We appreciate it. But if you were over there, we'd be doing the same thing for you. That's the way we get them out. Thank you.
Okay. And I specifically want to again mention the Tongan consulate in San Francisco, Lisa Kapu, K-A-P-U, 650-685-1001, extension 9. Email consulategeneral@gmail.com to bombard her. She hates it. Bombard her with as much as you can. Additionally, senators, congressmen, political people, assemblymen, whoever, get them involved as well if you can. Please, we need to get out of here. We are prisoners. Okay, that is effectively what we are. Okay, and it is hurting us emotionally. It is hurting us spiritually. It is hurting us in so many ways. It's almost completely destroying my business, which is in the U.S. consultation business, helping people to live free. We really do need help to get out of here. Okay, so please give us whatever help you can. We need to go home. Thank you so much, all of you in the audience, for your efforts on our behalf. And thank you so much, Sean, for making this time available for us.
Yeah, my pleasure. If I'm ever in a jam, I would hope that Patriots would do the same for me. Guys, I'm going to leave the links below to that consulate in San Francisco and some of the other information we've discussed. I want to thank my guests, C. DeBue, first you. Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to mention that if anyone knows any radio commentators like Dan Bongino, Mike Lindell, whomever, please make them aware. That's all I was going to say.
All right. Very good. Brent, thank you so much.
Last thing. And thank you. And last thing is just, again, contact information for me, 888-385-3733, 888-385-3733, website www.freedomradio.us, and email producer@freedomradio.us, and you can also join me on Telegram. Thanks so much, all of you, and thank you so much, Sean.
Yes, thank you, Sean, and your people.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're willing to take action here, we do appreciate it. The information is below. And I want to thank everybody, including my subscribe stars, my members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. For real news every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
People should understand is that what happened in the nickel market is exactly what's going to happen to all real markets. And when I say real markets, I'm talking about copper, wheat, silver, gold, oil, you name it. All of these markets have been run and priced, if you will, by paper contracts.